Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Love Yourself First podcast, where we talk about everything from manifestation to fitness and health, wellness, and just overall trying to exist in this crazy world we're in. So today, I wanted to just jump right in and talk a little bit about 75 Hard and any fitness journey, honestly, and getting started with those things and how you can set yourself up for success rather than over planning, sometimes under planning. I mean, there's so many ways to go about it, and everybody is different on how they handle things. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So this is not so much as but what 75 Hard does for you, because we've talked about that before, but this is more of like how you plan to start a fitness journey and how it can be super overwhelming, and a way that you can sort of find your own method through the madness, because it can be different for everybody. With that, okay, so one of the first things, do you dive in or do you plan ahead? And for me, with a lot of events and really my everyday life, I'm a planner to a T. I love knowing the details. I can be very flexible if plans change. This is something that I have actively worked on in my adult life to be more flexible and to be kinder about flexibility. I know that this is something about myself that I really have to focus on, and I have to make sure that I am prioritizing flexibility, because plans do change and it's not the end of the world. Also, on that note, with 75 Hard or any fitness journey, sometimes you can overplan. And there are times where not jumping in, not like taking that motivation the second you have it and running with it, and overplanning it and nitpicking it to death can actually be your downfall. And is honestly a big reason why a lot of people that I have talked to about 75 Hard and other, mental toughness or fitness programs, anything along that line, they find that they overplan and then they set it up on this pedestal to where they cannot tackle it. Like, it becomes too big. So instead of being very much like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, this is how I'm going to start, it's like this mountain now of like, oh, there's so much to do, I have so much involved, and they overdo it, and then it becomes this thing that they cannot even conquer, and so they never begin. And then you get into the situation of kicking the can further down the road of where now it's just like the impossible task, and you really want to do it, and you think you have it the way it should be, but you have it way bigger than it needs to be. So for me, the first time I heard about 75 Hard, I was like, we're going to do this. We're going to start on this day. We'll be done by this day. That was in 2020. I didn't know the rules. I so did not know the rules. And I did not listen to Andy Frisella's podcast. I did not know much of anything. I did not know that the workouts needed to be a couple hours apart at a minimum. I did not know that you could not put anything in your water. Like, if you drink electrolytes, like, it needs to be completely outside of your gallon. I did not know a lot of things, right? Like, I did not know that, like, I couldn't do, like, 45 minutes and then, like, separate it out and then do, you know, like, 40 minutes and then another 5 or 10 in a little bit. Like, there were so many things about it I just did not know. Because I did dive in, and that is where planning ultimately would have been incredibly beneficial. Then, you know, there's another, like, the time, I did not complete it that time. I did not realize what I was doing, and so I just kind of, we got about 30 days in, and we were like, this is not the right time. We realized we were doing it wrong. We read some rules and we were like, oh no, this is a disaster. Like, we're not even doing it right. Okay, so that is a time that planning would have been helpful. The second time I attempted and finished, and I bought myself this gallon jug, which ironically, I got one of those gallon jugs that has like the little hash marks and tells you like, good job, keep drinking. And it has like a time of day like you should drink down to. And I carried it with me to work. The first day of 75 hard, my first day back in the office in 2021, I was in the parking lot getting ready to walk in, and I dropped my brand new gallon jug on the pavement outside of work. And I cracked it. And it should, like, the irony just of like, oh, I'm prepared, I've got my big water jug and my first day, and then I drop it in the parking lot of my office building and I cracked it. So I look back and I'm like, I didn't need that stupid jug. But like, I thought I did, which it did help put it in perspective, like how much I was drinking. And so when I said I didn't need that stupid jug, like I made such a big deal about this jug. It was ridiculous. So fast forward to, I found myself a 30 ounce cup that, works great. I needed four of them plus a little bit more, or I have a 40 ounce cup that is an insulated, it's not a Stanley, but it, or in, you know, a Yeti or any of the other like famous brands, like it's literally from Walmart. I think I paid $8 for it. And it doesn't have a handle, which I wish it did, but it is, it's fantastic. Like, and it's literally, I'm 40 ounces, three of those and a little bit more, and I am done, you know. Much easier to chip at it that way, but I didn't know that going in. I thought, oh, I needed a gallon jug. Like, I need a gallon. Like, I need to see the gallon. And I did not realize, like, not as important. Like, I do much better with my cups. Like, I do so much better with knowing three cups and a little more, and I'm done. It's so much more manageable. Also, something I realized, like, I was working predominantly, like, in the office, but then also at home. And so, very flexible, but mostly at home. And so, like, the days I was going into the office, if I did not get up in time to get a workout in, man, it like set the tone for my entire day to be like crap. Like, I knew when I got home, I was gonna have to go walk or do an walk outside in the dark or do yoga. I did a lot of yoga and weightlifting outside, in my driveway with no cover above me or in my backyard. I would light my tiki torches and play some jazz music, and I would go do yoga in the backyard. Which was great, but like, it's almost like those days though that I knew I didn't get up early enough, and it was like a cloud over my whole little motivation train for the entire day. I was just so sad. Like, I just knew, I was like, I didn't do what I said I was gonna do. I didn't get up and get my workout done before work. And the days that I got up and I got a workout in before I went to the office, so that was like 4:30 in the morning, I felt like I could do anything on those days, man. I had already started my day out super good, and I was just like, look at me. I am rocking it, you know? Look at me doing so good. And so I think that, you know, there's times where, like, planning ahead and fixating on something like a gallon-sized water bottle, maybe that water bottle is what you need, but maybe it's not. And maybe you learn later on that it's not as important. And then you realize, oh crap, I need to get up and get my workout done early enough in the morning so that when I get home, I have one more workout to do and I am done for the day with my workouts, and I can enjoy my evening and have prioritized like other things. And so it's all about prioritizing as well. And like, you don't learn this stuff really like until you go through it, and then you're just like, this needs to be modified. I cannot do this way because it makes me feel a certain way, and I'm trying to fix the way I feel. I am trying to undo that, so I don't want to feel that way. And really, for me, with any workout program, it doesn't matter if it's 75 hard, it doesn't matter if it is following a Chloe Teen challenge or whatever it may be, if you delay, there are times you cannot overthink it. You cannot plan it out. You just have to go. Because if you are a person who is an overthinker, you will criticize it and nitpick it to death to the point where you literally get nothing accomplished. And you'll put it off. And then that workout becomes this big thing and it's awkward. And then you're like, oh, I'll start tomorrow. I don't want to do it today. You'll find excuses. It absolutely happens. And so for me, it's like the moment I feel a motivation to do something, like recording this podcast, I jump in. I have to just jump in and do it, or else I will put it off and put it off and put it off. And so there are times where planning is a great thing to do. Now, I would say, as part of a planning aspect, if you are going to do the 75 hard program, look at your weather for the week and say, well, we've got rain moving in the afternoon, we're in springtime, I'm gonna do my outdoor workout before work so that when I get home in the evening, I can walk on the treadmill in the house, I can do something inside, you know, like I will get this outdoor workout done now, and I will, like, later. Yes, it is supposed to be hard, but if you can avoid a storm, swap around when your days are going to be, your outdoor workouts is going to be in the morning or it's going to be in the evening. You know, like, there's plenty of times where in the summer, my outdoor workout was in the morning because it is so hot here and so humid in the evening. Like, we're not cooling off till almost 10 o'clock at night. And even then, it's still hot and it's suffocating. So you have to figure out what's going to work for you. And, like, if you have an event you're going to go to, because, you know, that's important to maintain your life and still go and participate in things. I've got to get a workout in very early before we go. I have to go do something like that before we even think about going so that I can have this. And I'm going to drink a bunch of water if I'm going to be in a situation where I know I may not have access to water, like, for whatever reason. I'm going to drink a bunch of water before I go and, like, get my water out of the way. Or I know that when I get home, I will dedicate time to my water drinking, my reading. I'll try to get my reading done. Like, I'll try to prioritize around my events so that I'm not missing out on something because I am involved in the program. That's the whole point of mental toughness. Now, the worst days that I have had have been when I got up late, I did not get a workout in, and I knew I was going to have to do one when I came home, do two workouts when I came home, and I had work to do, and I was so overwhelmed and so swamped with work. Like, I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't even want to do it. And then my anxiety peaked because I didn't prioritize and I didn't plan, and I did not get the things done that I needed to get done, because then it was like, I have so much to do, I might as well just do none of it. And those are the worst days. And so there is such a fine line between, like, planning and over-planning and under-planning. First time I did that, I jumped in. I didn't know what I was doing. Definitely didn't do it right. Had the best intentions, but dropped out and quit because, oh boy, I knew it was bad. It was so bad. We've broken so many rules from day one. And then, you know, the next time, I planned and I had this gallon water jug and which got broken. And I, you know, there were days where I did not get my workout done before I went into the office, knowing that, you know, I was going to have two workouts that evening. It made me miserable. I mean, there were times I was in tears, you know, like, because I just didn't want to do it. I just wanted to go to sleep. And it was really not as dramatic as all that. I did not need to be crying about it, but I was breaking out of, like, those old cycles, those old habits. I was really working on rewriting and rewiring my brain and rewriting the way I process things. And so it was important that I went through all of that, but I really did put myself through a lot of things that I shouldn't have. Just because I was lazy and I was trying to fix those habits to begin with. I was trying to work on that kind of stuff. And so there's a time and place for jumping in. You know, I would say there's a fine line and there's a balance of, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get all of my stuff ready. I'm going to prepare and I'm going to pick a start date and I'm going to start on that day. And, like, I'm going to start in 2 days. I've got to get me a nice cup that I want to drink out of. Or maybe you need to go to the grocery store. Like, picking your food plan and your, quote, diet that you're going to stick to during the program. And, like, researching that and find, like, make sure that that's something you can do and afford and, like, really dive into. Like, with the carnivore diet, which I have scaled back to more of a ketogenic whole foods kind of diet, which is where I'm very comfortable. I am not eating a whole lot of processed food. And so, I've just scaled back on the carnivore. And honestly, it's because it's hard to afford. Right now, the economy in 2024 is ridiculous. Brian, he is able to eat more carnivore than me. We prioritize that because I'm fine eating a little differently. And I also fast a lot, and so like that helps me as well. But he definitely, he definitely still sticks to way more of a carnivore type life. But he feels good doing that. But like the cost, I mean, make sure that it's something that is cost effective for you, because there's so much more cost issues than what we've had in the past. And so like choosing a diet, like honestly, like for a lot of people now, is cost effective is a priority. So I would do a little bit of research on that. I would plan that, and I would plan like, where are you going to work out? Like, do you have a plan of where you can go, what you can do safely, what time of day, like what kind of workouts are you going to do inside your home if you want to do an indoor workout, or are you going to go to the gym? Does your gym have like a little outdoor walking path that you can utilize for your outdoor workout? You know, these kinds of things are very important to kind of like think about, like, okay, I got a plan. I know what I'm going to do. That way you're not waking up on the morning of day one going, well, crap, I don't even know what to do. I'd like, there's so many free workouts on YouTube. It's unbelievable. I really love Chloe Ting and her programs. She offers fantastic low impact, high impact workouts that are so geared really for anyone. I love her programs. I love how she approaches that. She has, like challenges that she does. She has so many different options. Like, I found 4 different ab videos and they added up to my 45 minutes one day, and I was sore, but it was fantastic. Like, I had a great, variety of workouts. If you have some old school DVDs, I would even recommend, you can go to like your local Goodwill, Dollar Tree even, or Dollar General. You can find all kinds of workout DVDs for $1 in these places where people have donated them. Like, I mean, like P90X even. I'm talking like crazy workout programs, or just something that you can follow along with. You know, it doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to spend a ton of money. The program itself is free. But whatever you're trying to do as far as like a fitness program, like, you do need a little bit of a plan of how I'm going to do it, where I'm going to work out, what my workouts are going to look like. At least have an idea a couple days in advance. Like, I don't overthink it. Don't go out and buy, unless you really want to, like a treadmill or a Peloton. I actually have a Nordic Track bike that ties in with iFit. We got a bunch of years of iFit for free when we bought the treadmill, and I love that. Like, so that works for me. But I have a Nordic Track bike that is a studio bike, and then I have a ProForm treadmill, and they both use iFit, and I love them. But did not buy them both at the same time. Did not go out and put ourselves in crazy debt to get those things. It was something we knew we wanted. So don't go crazy, like, trying to, like, buy a bunch of equipment and, you know, and then you end up selling it in a garage sale later. I would say just kind of, like, figure out what you want to do. Now, if you feel like this is something that you're going to use long term, that you can financially swing that, yeah, absolutely go for it. But just don't put yourself in a hard place because you're trying to, you know, like, do something and then you end up being like, I hate this, I want to quit, I bought all this stuff, it's dumb. Like, your Facebook Marketplace would have a lot of stuff. We've picked up all kinds of fitness equipment on Facebook Marketplace. So there's a lot of options, and you can always do body weight stuff. I have a friend that she did workouts with like a gallon jug of water, and she would do like almost like kettlebell swings with that. And she would squat with like goblet squats with it, and she would do all kinds of things. And so there's so many options. There's so many things that are for free, but just get an idea of what you want to do before you dive in. Now, don't put it off to the point, though, where you're like, I'm going to start on, you know, April 1st or May 1st, and that's like 3 months away. Like, chances are, if you kick it that far down the road, you're not going to follow through. Because we've been doing that our whole lives, right? Like, that's where some of you haven't. That's fine. This doesn't apply to you. Whatever. Don't be offended. There's a lot of us who have done that forever. And so that's why we're in the shape we're in. That's why we're in the place we're in. Because it's always, oh, well, I'll start tomorrow. Oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, well, I'll, you know, I need this before I can get started. And really, no, you don't. You can very easily get started, get going, and have an impact in your life without all of the ultra, you know, like, well, I can't do it until I have this treadmill, and I can't afford that treadmill, so I'm not going to do it. No, like, there's so many things you can do, and I understand walking alone where you live may not be ideal. I get that. Working out outside may not be easy. I had a balcony at my apartment, and I was actually able to do workouts on my balcony, safe, away from everybody. You know, and I've done that plenty of times. I've worked out in the rain and had to, like, duck and run for cover for a storm and then come back out and get with it. Like, so there's, I mean, if you don't have somewhere safe for outdoor workouts, use your best judgment. You know, try to figure out something that is a safe place that you could go. And really, like, just make the best of it. It doesn't have to be crazy. You know, it really does not. You don't have to go all in. You don't have to spend a ton of money. But I would definitely, you know, make sure, like, if you do join a gym, it's a place that you can see yourself going, whether you're in a challenge or a program or a work, anything working out or not, like, whatever you're doing, make sure it's a place that you want to be. The food, make sure it's sustainable for you, because, you know, you don't want to get, like, 4 weeks into the program and realize, like, I can't afford this way of eating. Like, you've chosen something that's, like, I don't know, just a ridiculously expensive type of diet, and you're just like, I can't even afford this. And so that can be discouraging. So planning, there's some aspects of planning that are just fantastic for you to do and are very beneficial. And then there's also some things where you can overplan yourself into a frenzy and then never get started with it. So I would definitely find that happy medium. But once you decide you're going to do it, pick a date and stick to it and jump in. I would not delay unless you have, like, a medical reason or you have something like that where you're trying to, I guess, heal up, I get, you know, or you have something that you're waiting out before you go and get started. Otherwise, I would take it by the horns and jump in. Like, really, just, you know, don't overthink. Plan out, make sure you're good, but don't think about it to the point where you just never get started. There are so many people in the 75 Hard group, the official Facebook group, that it makes me so sad, because there's so many people that are like, well, I've been in the group for a year and I've just been watching and, like, I just can't seem to get going. And I'm like, I'm so sad about it, because I feel like there's things that they could have done with their life in a year's time, because they just kind of, like, got frozen and paralyzed with, like, that procrastination of putting it off. And it just makes me really sad, because I'm like, no, I get it. Like, some people want all the info. But there's things that you have to learn as you go along. Like, there's things that's, like, that you have to, like, that you have to, like, deal with and figure out as you go. So, anyway, I hope this is helpful. I don't know if it is. It's me rambling. What else is a podcast? But I just wanted to give, like, some tips about, like, why you don't procrastinate and how to kind of, like, you know, not overthink, and, like, some mistakes I've made along the way. So I will leave you guys with this, and good luck on any fitness journey that you guys are working on, or if there's something that you have questions about, please feel free to email me at loveyourselffirst87@gmail.com. I am not an expert But I can definitely tell you the mistakes I've made and, you know, hopefully point you in the right direction and kind of help you figure some stuff out. So please message me if you guys have any questions about the show. I'm always open to suggestions, questions, comments, things like that. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.